The following program, the Rewind Sports 60, is sponsored by Jerry Riles and, to the extent applicable, his guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
The Rewind Sports 60. From the city of big shoulders, the jewel of the Midwest, comes a sports show that's one of a kind. From iconic players to iconic stadiums to iconic teams, this is my kind of town.
Chicago!
Rewind Sports 60 is my kind of show. From Air Jordan to Sweetness to Papa Bear Halas, this city works hard, but plays even harder. Danny Carlino and Jerry Riles bring you the Rewind Sports 60. Live. Rewind Sports 60 starts now.
Here's a quick throw to Miller. Good throw. Touchdown. What a drive and what a throw there. Trubisky. He keeps again. One-on-one. Tackle missed. Touchdown, Trubisky. What a night for number 10.
I think everyone is just doing their job as an offense. I think we're executing really well off the board, and we're practicing really well. Coaches have been calling great games, and we just need to keep getting better, stay hungry.
That's a hell of a win. Good job. You guys fight. It doesn't matter who it is, where it's at. You guys continue to fight, and I'm proud of you.
Man, they sound like LSU. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Rewind Sports 60. We're streaming live on Facebook Live, broadcasting from the world's famous WCPT 820 AM in the beautiful, beautiful city of Chicago in the great neighborhood of Jefferson Park. This is the Rewind Sports 60. Yours truly, Jerry Riles, and we got a cast of characters in here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, for our Gale Street and Chicago Bears live post game show, because they played on Thursday night. And congratulations to Matt Nagy and Mitchell Trubisky and the entire Chicago Bear football team for their 31-21-24 victory. That was a beautiful thing, ladies and gentlemen. We want you to be a part of our broadcast. And I got to say, I apologize to all of you who are listening right now and who may be watching on Facebook. As they say in the industry, we had some technical difficulties. I don't know what the hell the difficulties were, but it was technical for sure. But Devin Tingle, our producer, is on top of it and making sure that everything is 100 for sure, as they say. But we want you to be a part of the fastest hour in sports conversation here at WCPT 820 AM. And let's get to our esteemed panel. Ladies and gentlemen, you love him. He is the one. He's the only. He's known as DC. He's the Italian Stallion. He's Danny Carlino. What's up, Danny?
Good evening, Jerry. And as they say, off mic in the industry, when stuff like that goes on, like, what the?
Yeah.
Or blank happens, as they say.
Yeah. Right. Luckily, there's no microphone inside my head because.
Beep.
You think Richard Pryor back in the day.
You're like Richard Pryor and Lelia.
Yeah. Exactly.
To break that button.
Go down and print it. Danny Carlino, how are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty well. Kind of getting out of one holiday, now getting into the next holiday. So we're looking forward to all that. It's nice weather before the impending doom that's going to come on Tuesday to Wednesday.
Here come the doom.
But, it was 3 wins in 11 days, they said. It's funny. I don't like predicting. But I did my best prognostication. I didn't make a big deal about it, but I had the Bears when they were where they were, when people were ready to cancel the season.
Yeah, like me.
They're going to beat the Giants. They're going to beat the Lions at home. Yep. And I thought they would beat the Lions at home, even with Matthew Stafford, who got fined for not being up on the up and up on his injury situation. I had them beating the Giants. I thought the Lions would win at home if Stafford had played, or even if Driscoll had played.
Mm-hmm.
But they went to third-string quarterback long haul. I mean, come on. And then I thought that they had a good chance, better than 50-50, especially at home against the stupid Dallas Cowboys. And boy, except for garbage time and that first drive, I heard some people saying, like, you know, Zeke is going to go for 200 yards in this game after that first drive.
He should have.
He could have gone back to Dallas after that first drive, actually, the way they used him.
Yeah, unbelievable. So, we'll get a chance to break down the Bear game.
Yeah, I'll make more fun of the Cowboys during the rest of the
hour. Well, good, because everyone is making making fun of the Cowboys, and for good reason.
They're probably going to host a playoff game, even with all that. God bless the NFL.
And I tell you, this gentleman, yeah, well, this gentleman, he's, I tell you, you know, Quentin Demps, I've watched him play over the, you know, his 10-year career, watched him play with the Chicago Bears, and I've always had respect for him and admired him, and just as well as any professional athlete, because it takes a hell of a lot to get to that level and to stay at that level. But since he's been a part of the Rewind Sports 60, the guy has been in my head, man. He's been in my head. And you know, I loved it. It was a Denzel Washington Any Given Sunday.
Mm-hmm. No, it wasn't Denzel.
Who was it?
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx. Any Given Sunday, yeah.
Yeah.
It was LL Cool J, right? Was he in there too?
Yep. Yeah, LL was in there too. Yeah.
They had a fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had a fight. Any Given Sunday, Quentin Demps. Q, what's up, brother? How are you?
I'm good, man. Kind of just mourning the death of a iconic figure, Juice WRLD, rest in peace, a Chicago native. But other than that, man, I'm doing well.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. And I'm almost 100%, because, you know, I'm kind of old school, you know, long in the tooth, so
you could just say old, Jerry. It's okay.
I'm old.
Young, man.
But I'm almost certain, as Michael Jordan said back in the day, 99.9% sure. Mm. I think he was at the Bulls game last week.
Probably, yeah. He was 21
against,
years old.
Against Memphis. Right.
Yeah.
And they had him on the Jumbotron. Mm. And I was like, who is this guy? And this local Chicago rapper.
Exactly, yeah.
And because I had never heard of him. And I was like, who is this guy? And he was modest and he waved and, you know. And then I saw the news, the report. I was like, dang. Is that the same cat that I saw on Wednesday night at the United Center?
Yeah.
Mm. Man, yeah.
Yes, I'm good, man. Other than that, just give some condolences to him and his family for sure.
Definitely. Thank you for definitely mentioning that. But I get back to you and say you're in my head because, man, you're making me a believer.
Mitchell Trubisky.
This guy is making me a believer.
I told you, man.
He's having his gold jacket, you know, for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he called it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, man, if Mitchell Trubisky continues to play the way that he played on Thursday night against the Dallas Cowboys, hey.
Yes, sir.
Because the Green Bay Packers, they could barely handle the Washington Redskins at home in Lambeau, 20-15 victory. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. So if the Bears, with the rest, and the way that Mitchell Trubisky played, hey, anything's possible, brother.
Anything's possible.
And you're making me a believer.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, she's making me a believer as well. And I'm sure she'll set me straight when I need to be, and she'll come on along when she has to as well. But she's a welcome addition to the Rewind Sports 60. Beautiful, lovely, talented, bright, knowledgeable, and on point, ladies and gentlemen. Lauren Ukon on the Rewind Sports 60. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic, fantastic. So we're going to have to, one thing we do as far as the show is concerned, everyone has some type of a nickname. Q's Quentin Demps said
17th letter.
What? The 17th letter?
Mm-hmm. That's my nickname.
Okay. Okay, 17th letter.
Thank you. Appreciate that. 17th letter of the alphabet, just for you guys who didn't know, which is a Q.
Yes. Well,
because you gotta think about everybody that has a first name, it means a Q probably gets called Q. Right. So if you get, then there's nothing special about that. So 17th letter. Is,
there
letter.
You go.
At least that's why I understood it.
And there you go.
Because
there
I was
you
counting
go.
Like 1, 2, 3.
We got a great show on tap. We want you to be a part of it. But Quentin, obviously we have to start with you. And we're going to get an opportunity to talk before we're done in the fastest hour in sports conversation here about the comments of color commentator for the San Francisco 49ers made earlier this past week, Tim Ryan.
Don't say color commentator.
About Lamar Jackson.
Made me break out a Crayola box.
There you go.
It's not a good idea.
But as far as this victory is concerned, Quentin, you know, what were your thoughts? Because the Dallas Cowboys, what, they went on a 17-play drive, 75 yards for 8 minutes and 57 seconds off the clock to open up the game.
Yeah.
And you know, and again, Danny, you know me, good old Jerry, my confidence pool. What did I do? I gave the Dallas Cowboys a 16. Yikes.
Oh, oh, okay. In the grand scheme of things, you weren't wrong to pick the Cowboys, even though I would have told you not to.
Yes,
but 16
wrong.
Points, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's really
that's
crazy.
That's a 2-point, 3-point game either way.
It's really crazy.
Because you couldn't trust either one of them.
But Q, what?
Yeah.
Get us up to speed. What are your thoughts on this football team?
I thought it was a good game, man. A solid outing by all three phases again. Protecting home field. You can definitely tell Mitch is getting better. Like right now is a time in the NFL where your studs got to step up.
Mm-hmm.
And to me right now, he's showing the world that I'm a stud no matter the adversity, no matter what we go through, no matter what you say about me, I'm a starting quarterback in the NFL, and we're going to finish this season up strong.
No,
that's what I saw.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, it will.
And we have on our TR60 hotline a former teammate of yours, right?
Sherrick. Yes,
Sherrick. McManus, are you there? I don't know. Devin, you have to come over here and help me out here. You guys, ladies and gentlemen, you guys listen on your car radios. If you happen to be watching us on Facebook, we're in a new studio here, so we're still kind of getting used to the whole surroundings and the atmosphere as far as the board and the phone bank and all of that good stuff. Sherrick, how are you?
Shero. What's up, baby?
I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Hey, good, man. Good, man. Welcome to the Rewind Sports 60 on WCPT 820 AM, the fastest hour in sports conversation. How's everything, brother?
Everything's good, man. I appreciate you guys having me.
You know what? We appreciate you taking some time out on this NFL Sunday to join us. And it's a good Sunday as far as this recent victory is concerned. With your boys got out there and showed out and took care of the Dallas Cowboys 31-24 over at Soldier Field. Talk about the victory.
Definitely a great team win, in my opinion. I feel like just as a team, we're getting better every week. And, you know, it kind of displayed itself out there against the Cowboys this week.
Yes, sir.
No, you guys did a heck of a job. And a lot of fans on Thursday night were on pins and needles when the Dallas Cowboys elected to take the kickoff. And they just simply marched down the field 75 yards and ate up almost 9 minutes of clock to get on the board with Ezekiel Elliott touchdown. What were the thoughts going through your head while Dallas was marching down the football field?
It was pretty much the same thing if I was playing. You just got to stay poised.
Yeah.
You know, this is the NFL. Things happen. You know, the game can turn so many ways. It's a game of inches. The margin of error is slim, but, you know, it's a long game. It was just the start.
You know what? It certainly was a long game. And Quentin, he's in my head, and he says the same thing. It's the National Football League, and any given Sunday, anything can happen, man.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah, definitely anything.
You know, it's surprising, Quentin.
Yeah, and no matter the record, you prepare the same, right, sir? Every team is you prepare every week is the same. Like, you never know, man. It's the NFL. Like, them guys get paid, too, to perform, to execute.
Yeah, no question.
You know what I mean? Nobody's taking lightly.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely. And one of the key things that I think really was the sentiment of this game was that they rose to the occasion. And when you look at all phases, like he was saying, the defense, everybody stepped up when people were out and they had to fill in. They stepped up. Mitch stepped up. The play calling was balanced. It was appropriate. How do you think in terms of how everybody kind of stepped up and really rose to the occasion when you look at how much impact this win had and would have on the season and in the entire season of the game?
Well, since Nagy got there, the culture in the locker room, the culture of the fellas, man, has been the same, and our mentality is next guy up. And I'm sure that's every team in the NFL, but, you know, all I know is what we do, and we really take that to heart. Everybody prepares well as if they're a starter. And, you know, they're kind of eager to get their opportunity. So when it presented itself, for example, our linebacker core, we had a corner, Prince, that was down. They stepped up and they made plays and helped us win.
Definitely.
Yes, sir. Got to have a depth. Got to have a bench, man.
Yeah, now, you know, the quarterback always gets probably too much, a lot of times too much credit and certainly too much blame. But, you know, Mitch is still pretty young. We don't know. We can't totally evaluate where he is and his development, but we saw some of the stuff he did last year, and his injury maybe kind of curtailed some of that. But on Thursday, he looked like he was a little more free to run to kind of offset what they're trying to do in the pass game. How important was it, do you think, that he felt the confidence and that the team, the coaching staff, felt the confidence of giving him that freedom to do his things and also work within the system?
Well, any game, any team, it's always important that your quarterback feels good and confident. And to me, I feel like Mitch is just getting better every week. Like, he's during the beginning of the season, you know, like you said, the quarterbacks get a lot of the flack and blame, but it's really a team sport. And he just kept his head strong and he kept moving forward. And my biggest thing was mentally, you know, how can you get through that? Everybody's bashing you, this and that. But, man, mentally, Trubisky, man, he's one of the strongest-minded individuals I know, man. He just keeps grinding, keeps studying, and getting better every week. And like I said, he displayed that against Dallas.
We're on with Sherrick McManus, Chicago Bears cornerback, the nickelback for your Chicago Bears, 7-6, coming off a 31-24 victory over the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday. Let me tell you something, man. Mitchell Trubisky, he has no other choice. I mean, he has to go out there and perform at the best of his level, because there's nothing else that's going to happen. It's not like he's going to be on the hot seat and, you know, he may be looking for a new job at the end of the season. He just has to go out there. But let me ask you, as far as the game planning was concerned for that game and moving forward, as we talked about the comparisons of these other quarterbacks in the league, whether it's Lamar Jackson, and he's just a freak in his own right, or Patrick Mahomes, or Deshaun Watson, did Matt Nagy and the coaching staff decide, hey, you know what? Instead of making Mitchell Trubisky a pocket passing quarterback, let's utilize his athletic ability and his footwork like he did last year to have the success, and let this kid just rock and roll, because he really got out there and showed, hey, you know what? If I can't pass, I'm going to make a decision with my feet, and I'm going to get on out there. 10 rushes for 63 yards and an average of 6.3 with one touchdown. Was that part of the game plan going into the Dallas game, do you think?
I'm not going to lie to you and say I know exactly what the offensive game plan was, but I'm pretty sure the game plan has been the same. It's been, as a team, man, what we preach the most is just staying consistent regardless of the ups and downs. Let's do us. And I just feel like, you know, like I said, he's getting better. The stuff is coming natural to him, and it's just something he improvised, and, you know, he's just ultimate winner in his heart. So that's just what he had to do to win the game.
Are you guys still, as they say, maybe scoreboard watching or watching the standings as far as, you know, the possibility? Because you still have an outside chance. I think it's somewhere about 5 or 6% chance that the Bears can advance to the playoffs. Are you guys actually still watching the schedule and saying, hey, you know, what happened with Green Bay earlier today? Barely getting a victory at home against the Washington Redskins, the lowly Washington Redskins, and of course Minnesota gets the victory. But they're on your schedule coming up. Are you guys still watching the standings?
Personally, I don't think so. It really makes us no different. Like, each game has its own is its own beast in itself. So, you know, we just know what we have to do is give ourselves a shot, and that is to win each game. So regardless of how a team played against another team, you can come back the next week and be a whole different type of team. So we've known that because we've done that different weeks that we've played. So we just focus on the now, and then our next game will be Green Bay. So we'll take it how it is and attack a different game plan for them.
Yes, sir. Sherrick, now, so we got Green Bay this week. I say we because I'm on a bandwagon, man. I believe in the Bears. we about to win out, man, sneak into the playoffs for sure. But what would you say the mindset is, man? I probably already know the answer to this question, but what's the mindset going up against a division opponent, man, this late in the season?
I just say win. Yeah. I mean, that's the only mindset, to be honest, man. We going against one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. You know, it's always – we always have to respect our opponent, you know what I mean? But when it comes down to practice, we really focus on us because we feel like – if we're clicking on all cylinders, we can compete and be, you know,
anybody.
The best.
Yeah.
Anybody, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we've had proof to believe that. So that's all we're going to be focused on is ourselves, man, and getting things situated and be ready to execute the game.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this game, man. It's gonna be a big-time game. I'm really excited for this one, baby. It's going to be a telltale.
No, it's gonna be one, man. I mean, it's a division rivalry, and it was the first game that we opened up the 2019 campaign. You know, we lose 10-3 to the Packers, right?
Yeah, they beat us 10-3.
Yeah, and so, is there a little bit of a revenge factor regarding that loss?
Be honest, every game with the Packers feel like, you know, you just want to win. You know, it's one of our rival games, our biggest rival game.
Yep.
And it's just like one of them games that you just, regardless of what happened in the past, you just really want to win this game. So we'll do what we have to do to prepare and get ready for it.
All right. Well, I mean, all eyes are on the Chicago Bears, man. And despite the ups and downs and the roller coaster and the four-game losing streak and how that three-game winning streak, four games and five games winning, I mean, all eyes are on the Chicago Bears. And you know, I know you guys took a lot of flack, and I know Mitchell Trubisky took a lot of heat as well. But as some of the folks and guys who have played the game as well say, hey, you know what? You guys raised the bar. You went 12-4 last year, and you guys raised the bar. And so the expectation as far as the fan base is concerned is that, you know, we want the success. We want to see you guys do well. And, you know, stranger things have happened as far as the National Football League is concerned, but I'm going to ride with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to ride with Q.
There we go.
Hey, man, because I'm a Chicagoan. Born and raised, and I love this football team, but y'all made it tough, man. If I was a drinking man,
Mitchell,
if I was a drinking man,
no drinking in the studio, Jerry.
No drinking in the studio. Hey, man, thank you for taking some time out. We appreciate you joining us.
But
before
it,
you go, you're Northwestern cat, right?
Okay.
Northwestern cat, right? Man, let me help me out here, man. Help me out. Okay. I'm kind of confused with this. Congratulations to the Fighting Illini, Lovie Smith, and the University of Illinois finally get an opportunity to go bowling, Danny Carlino. Okay. They get a chance to go bowling. But how in the heck did Northwestern go down to Champaign and handle business against Lovie? Help me out.
Check the history, man. Check the history, man. We do pretty well against your Fighting Illini. You know what I mean? But, I'm happy my cats was able to get that win. You know, shouts out to Lovie. Shouts out to Coach Fitz, man. Go Cats.
No, for sure. Go Cats, brother. Go Cats. Real quick, did you get a chance to see the Final Four as far as the college football playoffs is concerned?
Who is it?
I think Oklahoma make it.
Man, it's LSU.
Okay.
The Ohio State Buckeyes.
Oh,
they came back and won.
Clemson. and what?
They came back and won.
Uh oh.
I thought they were losers.
They did.
Yeah, and the Sooners, brother.
They won. Yeah.
Yeah. So crazy. So but Ohio State, which was one yesterday, just yesterday.
Yeah.
They were ranked number one.
That changes in 24 hours, Jerry.
Lauren, they were ranked number one.
It was the fastest 24 hours in college football history.
It was crazy.
And I guarantee you, LSU, they handled business.
Yes, they did.
They handled business. But I think the committee, I think what they really want to see is an LSU-Clemson defending champion matchup in a national championship.
Right.
But the game to watch will be the Buckeyes against Clemson.
That will be the one.
That is going to be the game.
Yeah, that'd be a good game.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Out in Arizona, brothers. But, hey,
it'd
man.
It'd be like a little rematch, right?
Oh, well. I'm a Buckeye through and through.
Okay.
We don't want to remember that Clemson game, brother. We don't want to remember
Let
that
the past
game.
Be the past.
There you go. Sherrick McManus, thank you so very much for joining us on the Rewind Sports 60 here at WCPT 820 AM. Good luck to you, brother. We certainly will be following you. And like I said, I'm on the bandwagon. Q's got me on. I know Lauren's jumping on. The Italian Stallion, Danny Carlino.
Right.
We're all
Danny,
ready to go,
on?
Man. And, hey,
on what? Are you on this ship, man, for the Bears to win out?
Hey, thank you, brother.
I don't know. Appreciate it, Sherrick.
We will certainly be in contact, my good friend.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, bro.
All right.
Take care.
No
Sherrick McManus joining us on the Rewind Sports 60. And, man, good dude.
And
I see how you guys, you know, I kind of try to share that, you know, as far as the broadcast industry is concerned.
Yeah.
Because you have to be persistent and consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of whatever takes place, because some days, and Lauren, you know this,
sure.
Danny Carlino, you certainly know this. Some days it's just not going to be there, right?
Yeah.
But you have to maintain, and like I said, we started off the show with some technical difficulties, right?
Yeah.
But you have to continue to maintain and focus and believe on, you know, what you set out to do. And I think this football team has certainly done it.
Right.
I think it's certainly, the guys have said, hey, you know what? It's almost us against the world.
Right.
You know, and kudos. And I'm believing, man.
Yeah, you got to,
you
man.
You sound a little, you don't sound for sure 100%.
Yeah. Lauren, Lauren.
Do you go to church like that? Like, I don't know. dear Lord, but.
No. Yeah, Danny. I said, I can't go in. I'm Catholic, so I can't go in a confessional. I don't know.
Danny, are you on the bandwagon or no?
I don't like it with bandwagon.
Oh, my God.
I only weigh it down.
All right, come on, guys.
That's fine. That's fine. He's going for the Packers, man.
Man, don't say that.
But Illinois, just go ahead. You mentioned about the college stuff. Illinois in the Red Box Bowl, so they make sure that disc is
They're playing Oregon?
Looks like...
Or Cal.
Cal.
They're playing Cal. I'm sorry, they're playing Cal.
They got to make sure they get their DVD back in time.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the fastest hour in sports conversation. Give us a call, 773-763-WCPT. Danny Carlino, the Italian Stallion. Q, Quentin Demp, the former Bear, the 10-year NFLer. And, of course, the lovely and talented, beautiful Lauren Yukon here at WCPT. We go out to the United Center. Gabe Salgado with our Monster Education Foundation scoreboard update. Take it away, buddy.
DRS60 Sports Update.
Lastly, another center is sponsored by the Monster Education Foundation. The Blackhawks lead 2-1 here in the first period. The Hawks got early goals from Jonathan Tate and Alex DeBrincat over the Arizona Coyotes, and the Coyotes scored within the last minute or so. They're running a two-game winning streak this evening. Robin Leonard is the goalie tonight, but the Hawks are shorthanded as Duncan Keith is still out with a groin injury. Andrew Shaw and Drake Kajula are still in concussion protocol, and Ali Mata is out with flu-like symptoms. The Bears saved their season for at least another week after Thursday night's win over Dallas, but they still have a tough hill to climb as both the 49ers and Vikings won today to hang on to their spots in the wild card standing. The Green Bay Packers also want to distance themselves even further in the NFC North, and the LA Rams can stay ahead of the Bears if they defeat Seattle tonight on Sunday night football. The Bears travel to Lambeau Field to play the Packers next Sunday. The college football playoff pairings were revealed today. It'll be LSU versus Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl, while Ohio State battles Clemson in the Fiesta Bowl. Both games will take place on December 28th. As far as the other bowl games are concerned, the Fighting Irish and Notre Dame will play Iowa State in the Camping World Bowl, also on December 28th, while the Illinois Fighting Illini will take on California in the Red Box Bowl on December 30th. The Bulls are winners of two of their last three, and they hope to stay in the win column against the Miami Heat tonight. Right now, they lead the Heat in South Florida 49-47 at halftime. And in college basketball, the DePaul Blue Demons lose their first game of the season after Buffalo defeated them 74-69 at Wintrust Arena earlier today. This update is sponsored by the Monster Education Foundation and NEAS, empowering the next generation of leaders. Go to monstereducationfoundation.org to learn more. I'm Gabe Salgado, live from the United Center for the Rewind Sports 60 in WCPT 820, Chicago.
You're watching the Rewind Sports 60. Go Bucks! Woo!
It's the end of the quarter. Time for a break in the action. The hottest sports panel in Chicago will get back to the fast-paced action, streaming live on Facebook Live. We're back at it after this quick timeout. So don't you dare touch that iPhone, Android, iPad, Mac, or PC. Lock it in.
The Rewind Sports 60 is brought to you by the Liquor Barn, located in Wheeling and Niles. Stop by 287 East Dundee Road in Wheeling or 8170 Golf Road in Niles for all your wine and spirits needs. The Liquor Barn, located in Wheeling and Niles. And remember, tell Marcel and Tom in Wheeling that the Rewind Sports 60 told you to stop in and say hello. Mention a Rewind Sports 60 and receive a free gift. The Rewind Sports 60 is brought to you by Serranello's Ristorante Italiano. Inspired by his travels and passion for Italy's culture, executive chef Michael Bonner has created a broad menu of Italian fare, utilizing the freshest ingredients to create the fullest flavors to bring homemade, handcrafted pizzas and pastas, as well as prime steaks and fresh fish dishes to the table. Feel the energy while dining in a casual and rustic setting. Dine at natural reclaimed wood tables surrounded by inviting darker woods, exposed brick beams, subtle filament lighting, and accented with muted chocolate and caramel tones throughout. An impressive 50-foot bar lines an entire wall with seating for all. The perfect place to relax, eat, and drink with your family and friends. Serranello's Ristorante Italiano is located at 601 North Milwaukee Avenue in Wheeling. Tell them the Rewind Sports 60 told you to stop by. The Rewind Sports 60 is sponsored by Bazaar World. Stop by Bazaar World in Niles, celebrating their grand opening with a huge sale. Hats, gloves, belts, rings, bracelets, necklaces, and much, much more. The largest jewelry and accessory store in the Chicagoland area. Bazaar World, located at 8526 West Golf Road in Niles, near the corner of Milwaukee and Golf. Bazaar World in Niles. Stop in and say hello to Alex. Mention a Rewind Sports 60 and receive a free gift.
If it's Chicago sports you want, you're in the right place.
Hello, Chicago!
The Rewind Sports 60.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Welcome back to the Rewind Sports 60 live with the best sports panel in Chicago. Lock it in.
Mercy! Yes! 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 You gotta be bleeping me!
Yes, we can.
Welcome back to the Rewind Sports 60, ladies and gentlemen, on WCPT 820 AM, the fastest hour in sports conversation. Yours truly, Jerry Riles. The Italian Stallion, DC, Danny Carlino. He's known as Q. Quentin Demps in the studio, and of course, the beautiful, lovely, talented Lauren Ucan.
Hey.
In the house. And on our TR60 hotline, ladies and gentlemen, he is the best in the business as far as the NBA commentator, analyst. He breaks it down. The best in the business, ladies and gentlemen. He's TR60's very own Dr. Lloyd Walton on our TR60 hotline. What's up, Doc? How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing okay, brother. We're doing okay, man. We're hanging in there, and we had an opportunity to talk to Sherrick McManus of the Chicago Bears just before you got on, and along with Quentin Demps, Q, here in the studio, they've reassured Danny Carlino and myself, and I believe Lauren, that, hey, the Bears, man, I think we're going to the playoffs, Dr. Lloyd Walton. What do you think?
We're
going to
win out, Doc.
Hey, man, let me just say this, man. I try to be a realist, okay? It's just I just don't see it, man. I don't see it.
We understand.
I would love to be proven wrong, but I don't see it, man. I'm waiting, hopefully, but I won't even say hopefully. I'm just waiting to see, man. Prove it to me. You know, we'll see.
Well, I mean, we all of Chicago, we want proof. And it's starting to show its head, because I told Danny Carlino, I told everyone listening, I'm in the confidence pool, and on Thursday night I looked at the teams, and I knew that the Dallas Cowboys were struggling, but I figured with Ezekiel Elliott running a rock, I felt with Dak Prescott throwing a rock and Amari Cooper catching a rock, I thought for 60 minutes that the Bears didn't have enough in them, but they certainly proved us wrong, and now they've gotten over 500 with a 7-6 mark, and the Green Bay Packers struggled early today. So, hey man, you just
the Packers won.
What you mean?
It doesn't matter whether you struggle or not. It's only at the end of the game did you need to have a W. Okay, so they struggled, but they still won.
Right.
So that the bottom line is, you got to win games. Let me just say this: I don't watch all of the NFL games this year, but I don't know if there's a more dysfunctional team, seriously, than the Dallas Cowboys. I thought the Bears were, but by far the Dallas Cowboys, with the talent roster that they have,
which is unbelievable,
cannot have a more more functional team than the Dallas Cowboys.
There's no
knock against the Bears. They should be embarrassed to come to Chicago with that kind of talent and with that kind of money they're paying out and lay the kind of egg they laid.
Everybody got talent. Everybody got talent, Doc. They just came. They came down here to Midway and got shipped home. What you mean?
Everybody doesn't have talent. Everybody doesn't have talent.
Name a team that doesn't have talent.
Stop that.
Everybody has talent.
Miami doesn't have Bengals. The same kind of talent that Dallas has.
Miami doesn't.
Are you telling me that?
Miami has a star receiver. They have a well-known veteran quarterback.
They have the same
quarterback.
Kind of talent that Dallas has. No, they don't.
They don't have Ezekiel Elliott.
Okay, then.
All right.
Okay, they don't have Zeke. They don't have Dak. They don't have the offensive line. I could go on and on.
The O-line, for sure.
Well, Out of that, except for that first drive, the Dallas didn't have Ezekiel Elliott either.
Pretty much.
You said, Jerry, you said Ezekiel Elliott. Okay, you overstated the Ohio State stuff. Well, I understand. Dak Prescott looked like he was running in quicksand when he had his chances, and he had Amari Cooper on one leg.
Yeah.
And coaching it was Jason Garrett. Now, if you had Jason Garrett, if you said tomorrow Jason Garrett's going to be a coach at Ohio State, you'd be like, oh, no.
No, thank you.
What a disaster, right? A disaster waiting to happen.
Oh, jeez. Hey, man. Well, we transitioned to a disaster waiting to happen, and the Chicago Bulls are taking on Jimmy Butler, and the Miami Heat as we speak.
Actually,
and
update.
What's the update, Danny Carlino?
They're actually ahead by 3 points. It's 62-59.
In the third?
It's a third, about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's been the Bulls, when I got in the car to get here, they were winning 20-11, which, you know, for fast starts against good teams, they haven't been coming. They haven't won a game against a team over 500, so there's a chance.
And I was able to take in the game on Wednesday night against the Memphis Grizzlies over at the United Center, the Bulls, with a 106-99 victory. But then they come back on Friday against the lowly Golden State Warriors and Draymond Green, and they just simply couldn't get... What's his name?
Draymond Green.
Yeah. And the Bulls, this, help me out, Doctor. What's going? They couldn't even beat the lowly Golden State Warriors, man.
Hmm. Well, here's a comparison and a real difference between the two organizations. They have a better culture, they have a better coaching staff, and they have a better system. Period. So when you look at the bench of the Chicago Bulls, what do you see? That's pretty good. So I see Steve Kerr, I see Mike Brown, all have been head coaches, okay?
Mm-hmm,
let alone the developmental guys, right?
Right.
So you have guys that totally buy into their system, even when they're shorthanded. You know, the young guys that come in, they want to learn, they want to develop, and they buy into it. There's not a whole lot, in my opinion, without having some success to buy in with the Chicago Bulls. What are you buying into?
You know, I think that's interesting when you say that, Doc. And I have a question for you, too. When you look at New York, Fitz, they fired him, as we all know, and a lot has been made about possibly maybe the Bears, the Bulls following suit, you know, with the early departure and not, you know, waiting until the end of the season. What are your thoughts? And do you think that that has some impact on the Bulls and possibly how it relates to Bolin?
I don't think that the Chicago Bulls are going to pull the trigger by any stretch of the imagination. Think about just the whole process they went through. They got rid of Hoiberg right in the middle of the year. They make this guy, not an interim, while they vet him and everybody else, they make him the coach. That's what Pat said at the press conference. He's our coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the offseason, they give him a 3-year deal. That's almost unheard of in terms of organizational structure and putting it together. You want to see a guy prove that he's worthy of the position by having the experience of coaching for 30, 40 games before you actually give him the job on a 3-year deal. I mean, who does this? Especially a guy who's unproven. If you had a veteran guy who's been in the league maybe 10 or 12 years and maybe had a shot or two as a head coach,
right,
then you have something to say, right? You have something to look at, right? There's a bigger pool to go through. But with him, there was nothing other than what he says. I work for Pop. Okay, so what? There's a lot of people work for
we
Pop.
Agree.
That don't mean that
we
can,
agree.
That don't mean that you can be Pop. Okay, stop it with this Pop stuff. I'm serious, man.
This is
because to me, in my opinion, I think the Bulls have enough talent to make the playoffs. I really truly believe that.
Doc,
we got talent skirmishers.
I tried to watch the Bulls game the other day, man. I couldn't even watch a quarter, man.
So you're trying to say NFL, everybody's got talent, but not the NBA.
NBA, you can tell right away when talent is not there, and when it's just they need better players. You can tell right away. You can't tell right away in the NFL.
Let me tell you this.
My opinion.
Most athletes want to be coached. But they have to be coached the right way. They want to improve. They want to have something that they believe in and that they buy into. There is nothing absolutely to buy into, but they have enough talent, in my opinion, to make the doggone playoffs. If you look at what's happening in the East, the standings, they still are in, like, what, ninth, 10th place or something like that?
Right, right.
As bad as they play. Think about it. As bad as they play, they're in the 11th spot. You got Charlotte in front of them and Detroit and Orlando.
Mm.
Please, come on, man.
So you got more faith in the Bulls making the playoffs than you do the Bears.
Oh!
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say
that. You said you down on the Bears, man.
No, quit, Q. Listen to me. words mean something, but how you put them, if you put them in context, means even more.
Exactly.
I said they have enough talent to make the playoffs. I didn't say that they would make the playoffs. I said regarding the Bears, show me. I didn't say that they wouldn't. I said show me. Please.
You say you don't believe they will, though.
Let my words speak for themselves.
Yeah.
I don't believe that they will.
Okay.
Show me.
It's just like saying they're not.
No, I agree with you. And a lot of people still feel that, you know, and as far as the Bears are concerned, that, you know, the jury is still out. But as far as this Bulls basketball team, when we're on with Dr. Lloyd Walton, former Milwaukee Buck, now current NBA Players Association counselor and life coach, joining us on our TR60 hotline. This team, and they got the victory, as I mentioned, against the Memphis Grizzlies on Wednesday, and then, of course, they lose to a Golden State Warrior team, and now they're on the road taking on a Miami Heat team. But as far as Jim Boylan is concerned, do you, and I know your stance that, you know, the way he got the job and the fact that he got an extension, it's almost unheard of when you're talking about the professional ranks, but based on his logic and his philosophy, do you believe that what he's trying to instill in his team, that eventually they will develop a way of learning how to win in the National Basketball Association and develop a consistent pattern where they can compete night in and night out throughout the remainder of this season and moving forward?
I say no. Here's the reason why I say no. And Q, you I think you would identify with this.
All right.
You have to have an identity.
Right.
What is the Chicago Bulls' identity? Is it defense? I don't think so. They don't play any. Is it offense? Everybody's taking their own shots. I don't know what they're trying to do.
Well, here's the deal, Q. Doc. Here's the deal. Yeah. This is what Jim Boylan said. He said he wants to be a 3-point shooting team. Mm-hmm. He said he wants this team to be up and down, like a West Coast team. He wants them to be able to run up and down the floor and shoot threes. And that's the identity I think he's trying to instill in this basketball team. And we've seen what Zach LaVine has been able to do over the past 4 or 5 games, averaging 25-plus points, you know, the last 4 or 5 games. So he's definitely, and of course, Denzel Valentine, what he's doing from a 3-point range. So that's the identity, I think, that he's trying to implement and instill in his basketball team.
Well, let me say this. Because you're taking 3-point shots, that doesn't necessarily make you your identity. Doesn't make that your identity. That's not necessarily, just because you take a shot doesn't mean it's a good shot. Okay, my identity is I'm going to take 3-point shots, but they're going to be good 3-point shots. Not just hoisting up 3-point shots. Zach, I love his talent. He's very skillful, but he's a shot hunter. Wherever the ball goes, he's trying to get the ball because he wants to shoot it. That's not good basketball, man. That's just the bottom line. It's not good basketball. It may be good individual talent, but for a team, I don't see it.
Now, Doc, you evaluated the Bulls as having enough talent, you think, especially considering the situation in the East, to make the playoffs.
But
as far as identity, what identity do you think this talent should create for the Bulls?
First and foremost, I think they should be a much, much better defensive team, particularly being so young, right? You're young, you got a lot of energy, you're enthused, you got great buy-in. That you should have great conditioning. So first and foremost, you should be able to guard people. They should have a better defensive system each and every night. So you know when you're going out, no matter what, defense can be constant. Offense may fluctuate, may come and go, if you will. And I think the same thing applies to football. Q would be able to answer that better. But your defense can be constant, man. It can be every night because most of the time it's a lot of your heart and your desire, but you have to top it off with a good scheme.
Yeah, like to piggyback on that, too. I think, like, when I watch the Bulls, I'm looking for, like, a leader. Like, I can't pinpoint, like, their number one dog. Like, who is that dog that every week in and week out that the coach can depend on to get these guys going and playing defense first? You know what I'm saying? Like, they need somebody that they need leadership. When I see the Bulls, there's no leadership. There's nobody that's like, hey, look, we got to forget what coach talking about. We got to put these shoes on. We got to go execute. Like, who is that guy for them?
I don't know who that guy is, but I thought that Thaddeus Young, who they brought in, who's been in his 11th year now.
Yeah.
That is a great guy. I mean, off the court, real professional, the bottom line, but I don't know. I've heard that he's the leader, but I don't see it.
Right.
I don't see guys following him, rallying around him. I don't see, you know, Q, if you're the leader, there's certain parts of the game, maybe in timeouts, what have you, when you got something to say and your teammates are listening to you, right?
Yep.
I don't see that, man. I don't see it. So to answer the question, I don't know. To you, I don't even know where their leadership is either.
Yeah, that's what I think they're lacking the most.
Yeah,
honestly.
Yeah. They really don't have any leadership. I know that Zach LaVine is the face of the franchise. They put him all on the program and everything, and he is the leader as far as scoring is concerned. And albeit I understand Dr. Lloyd Walton, that's not the type of guy you want leading your team, because he's just, it appears that he's just all for himself. But there's really nothing else, Lauren, as far as who's going to step up and take ownership of this basketball team.
Absolutely. And when you look at the score, I mean, Chicago, they're down one, 73-74. Miami, they're in the third quarter. When we initially heard about this game, I was very concerned, because right. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be a blowout. Jimmy's going to come back. He's going to kill him. Bolin talked about how he wanted, transition defense. He wanted to focus on defensive rebounding and defending without fouling. Mm. Obviously, they're doing a lot of that to be able to be in this position. What are your thoughts on this Miami game and how it's matching up so far in the third quarter?
There's a trend, and we all watch the Bulls, right? So I would say they probably played 20 games. Let's say 15 of those games, they've had big leads in the first quarter, first half.
Right.
And what happened? They lose that focus, if you will.
Right.
They lose that tenacity, that energy. They don't take great shots. They make bad decisions. So I don't see this game at this point going to end up any differently than those other 15 games that they've had.
Right, right. Because
seriously.
No, I agree with you, because basically this basketball team cannot play 48 minutes of basketball. And Coach Boylan talked about it all season long, and even during the preseason, that we have to win the quarters, especially at home. We have to win each quarter. And you're absolutely right. For whatever reason, they almost choked it off against Memphis. Memphis got it down 88-87 with 4:36 to go in the game. And the Bulls and Zach LaVine were able to pull it up. And Valentine, I think he hit two key three-pointers to help pull things away, but for whatever reason, this team just apparently seemed that they cannot play a complete 48-minute basketball game. It's unbelievable.
Well, to me, when your game gets close and you get in that fourth quarter, that's when you have to be more focused than any part of the game. Number one, you have to be totally locked in on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, you have to take the shots that you want. And to me, this comes from your coaching, from your film sessions, from your walkthroughs, etc. I'm going to make sure I impose my will on you. That means I'm going to set the kind of picks I want. I'm going to make the kind of passes I want, so we can get the shots that we want, that we're comfortable with. When you're not taking shots that you're comfortable with, chances are you're going to miss 60 to 70% of them. That's just how it is.
Doc, you sound like you play some basketball. You sound like you play some basketball, man. Hey, you sound like you know what you're talking about, Doc.
Look, hey, Q. Yeah. I just woke up one day in a uniform. I don't know how I got there.
Hey, Doc, it's the fastest hour in sports conversation. We always appreciate you joining us on the Rewind Sports 60, brother. We got to go, but any closing thoughts before we let you go?
Hey, man, let me just say this. My wife is a staunch Chicago Bear supporter, okay?
Nice.
So if nothing more, let me give her a prize and let the Bears go to the playoffs, okay?
There you go.
Please do.
There you go. Hey, Dr. Lloyd Walton, thank you again for joining us on the TR60 Hotline. We'll talk to you next week, my brother.
Hey, thanks. You guys have a good weekend.
All right,
Dr. He's the best in the business, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Lloyd Walton, former Milwaukee Buck, current NBA Players Association counselor and life coach.
Nice.
When he's his dark skin color with a dark football, with a dark uniform, you could not see that thing. I mean, you literally could not see when he was in and out of the mesh point, and and you're a half step slow on.
And that's the color commentator for Tim Ryan of the San Francisco 49ers.
The color blind commentator.
On our KNBR, making the comments about Lamar Jackson and the reason he's having so much success in the National Football League and potential front runner as far as the MVP is concerned for the league, is that because of his dark skin color and because of the dark football and because of the dark jerseys, it makes it very difficult for defenses to figure out what he's doing with the ball. Is he handing it off? If he's keeping it? Quentin Dempson, Studio Q, real quick, your thoughts on the comment.
I mean, I can see where he's coming from. I think it's hard for anybody to see the zone read concept when a quarterback is he going to keep the ball or hand it off? That's difficult. Even when, and sometimes, like I told you in off air, like the balls are kind of darker.
They look darker.
Like, yeah, they do. Sometimes it's like a really, really dark ball. But I don't know about that's not why he's having good success. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't say that, but like.
Probably not.
Carlino, 10 seconds.
I see where he's coming from, man, but not every. I mean.
What do you got, Carlino?
We 10 joked
seconds.
Before the show and just
this
said that.
This is on replay.
I never played football, so I'm not going to try to say, you know, you're an idiot for not being able to see it and whatever the reasons why. But here's just the thing that I do know about football. There's a really good chance that on every snap, the quarterback will have the ball at one point.
Right. Absolutely.
Know that. Be ready for that.
Lauren, you can?
You adjust the mic there.
I don't know. I think basically it's just an overarching thing of trying to diminish what Lamar Jackson is doing. Mm. So I think that's the full point. I mean, you know, that concept, nobody's ever said anything like that before, ever. Have ever. You ever heard of that?
Never.
Never. But you continuously hear about how they try to diminish what Lamar is doing. Mm. Since the beginning, even before when he was being drafted, you know, it was a lot of judgment, a lot of questions. What could he do? He's proven them wrong, but still you have people that want to diminish what he is and what he's done. So I think that's the overarching issue, and that's what I really don't like about that comment.
Yeah, they actually even said that he should be a receiver and not a quarterback.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Running
and
back,
it's going to be interesting to see if the Baltimore, and by the way, he became the second quarterback in NFL history to rush for 1,000 yards in a season. Yeah. Michael Vick, the other one. Right. And, of course, next week.
Don't mention him. You're getting a lot of phone calls.
He's trailing him by 23, I think 23 yards to become the all-time rusher as far as quarterbacks are concerned in the National Football League. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens if the Baltimore Ravens continue on their path. They get through the playoffs. They make it to the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. And they win the Super Bowl. And he's the MVP. That'll be pretty interesting to see. Hey, it's the fastest hour in sports conversation. We got the marvelous one here. In studio, Dan Marver, you were at the DePaul game. The DePaul game. What was the outcome?
The outcome was Buffalo 74, DePaul 69. DePaul falls to 9-1. Their Achilles heel was free throw shooting, 7 out of 18, including a lot of 1-1s. They overcame a 19-point deficit. It was a terrific comeback, led by Colin Lands again with 17 points, but they couldn't offset Javon Graves, who scored 21 for Buffalo. And now they can settle back into a normal season. Hopefully they'll get back on their skis, because this was a down performance. They had bad shooting and it just didn't work out for them. Charlie Moore just couldn't get unloaded because the defense was pretty good for Buffalo. And that's about all the time I have. And I'm out of breath because I ran here all the way from Wind Plus Arena.
And there you go.
And nice. Congratulations, by the way, Jerry, to your Ohio State Buckeyes and my Miami University Redhawks.
There you go. How about them Buckeyes?
Pride of Ohio.
The Blue Demons, the best start since 1986-87.
Better than mediocrity.
Thanks to Sheriff McManix for joining us on our TR60 hotline. Of course, the good doctor, Dr. Lloyd Walton, our NBA analyst. And, of course, Quentin Demps, Q in studio, along with Lauren Ucan, the Italian Stallion. Great job, man. We got to go out to the United Center. I'm Watson Education Foundation scoreboard update. Folks, have a great rest of your evening. Enjoy the week, and we'll talk to you next week on a Rewind. Sports 60 WCPT, 820 AM. Gabe Salgado, take it away, buddy.
We need more. TR 60 Sports Update.
It's the first time here at the United Center, and the Blackhawks now lead the Arizona Coyotes 3-1, thanks to goals from Jonathan Tate, Alex Brinkett, and Dominic Kubelik got in the scoring act just before the first period had concluded. The Blackhawks are looking to win their third straight game tonight. This update last in the United Center is sponsored by the Monster Education Foundation, and I'm Gabe Salgado for the Rewind 460 and WCPT 820 Chicago.